Good morning. Do you want the joke first? Very quick joke, and it's not very good this time, but I was remarking the other day that we have people in this church from all different backgrounds and denominations, you know, people who were in the Baptist Church, the Elim, Assemblies of God, Catholic, all sorts. As treasurer, the kind of denominations I like are 10s and 20s. Anyway, I wrote down all sorts of facts and figures about our finances this year. Some of them are in the news sheet, but when I was coming over this morning, I thought, I don't really want to give all facts and figures. I want to talk about the generosity of our God. Because, if you look back over this past year, it has been really challenging. We've had two projects that we didn't expect. The repairs to the drive, the window out the front, and the new driveway, which was an opportunity that we couldn't afford to miss. And none of these were budgeted for. We had no money for either of them. And yet, if you look at the figures, you guys and God has been absolutely amazing. Because this year... let me just get the right figures. This year... for fabric donations over and above normal giving, that came to £22,000 over the year. And I still have another £3,000 gifted to get back from HMRC, which actually went into the bank on Friday. So that's £25,000. For a church this size, that's just phenomenal. So thank you very much. So we've had the window done and the driveway done, and all sorts of other things have been going on this year, and end up making our total income £127,000 up to the end of October. That is just staggering for a church, this size. Normal giving, what you put in the plate on a Sunday and what goes into the bank as normal offerings, that's actually gone up by 9% over last year, up to £70,000 up to the end of October. We've still got another 2 months to go. And that generates another £14,000 in gift aid. So, can I just encourage you again, if you're giving and you haven't signed a gift aid form and you pay tax, please come and get one, because, we're missing out on so much money. But, the figures are amazing. But what's more amazing is, as I said, I want to talk about God's generosity and how God blesses us and how much we see his favour in various ways. Because, we talked about the driveway and the window. And if you actually look at, how much it's cost, the favour of God is upon us because we get these things done much cheaper than some other people. Just to give you an example, a few weeks ago we had to get some repairs done to the roof because it was leaking both in here and in the hall. And I was hearing yesterday that we had one quote from one company who said, well, you'll need to hire a cherry picker at the cost of £600 a day. And probably you'll need it for 2 days, so that's £1,200 plus the cost of actually doing the repair. We actually got both repairs done for £300 from a reputable... this was proper repairs from a proper roofing company, so not a botch-up job. But see, this is an example of how God blesses us and makes things happen and, gives us the resources to do what we need. And that's all I'm going to say this morning. Thank you.